Looking Through Eternity. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Looking Through Eternity. We all like to feel that there is more to life than what we experience right here and now. We like to feel that there is a cosmic cause to all things and to all existence. And this cosmic cause is an eternity that never ends. We like to feel that we live in eternity. We like to feel that we don't die. Our coat, our body, we may put aside, but our spirit, our life, our reality continues on forever. And we like to feel that we are looking through that eternity all of the time. We are not only looking through that eternity, we are in that eternity, and we are expressing ourselves at all times in that eternity. And when we think about eternity, we think about immortality, we think about allness, we think about the things that make the world go round and why they happen in just such a way. And we think, is that really important? Is it important for us to know what makes the world go round? Is it important for us to know about eternity? To know about immortality? To know about eternal life? And the answer is no, it's not important to know about these things. However, we do know about it. We know about it because every time we have a thought, and we may be the most uneducated person that you can imagine, or we might be the most erudite person that you can imagine, the most highly educated and highly informed. We may be one of the most intense scientists, knowledgeable to the hilt of everything that one can be knowledgeable about, or we can be just an ordinary person with no interest except in just the moment-by-moment life that we live. Now, who is the greatest one? Who is the one who is getting the most out of life? How do you compare the greatest one and the one who's getting the most out of life? Well, to get the most out of life means that we're living in a state of delight, a state of enjoyment, a state of peace, a state of harmony. And to get the most out of life, we are just living in a state of peace. We're happy with ourselves. We're happy with our world. We're happy with life. We look around us and we find good everywhere. My goodness, that's certainly an interesting attitude. Yes, it is. And it's the attitude that the majority of humanity enjoys. Well, how can you say the majority of humanity enjoys that? Who can ever take a census? Who can ever take a questionnaire and ask people about that? Well, you don't. You just look at the results. You look at the results, and then you know that you're looking through eternity, because you're seeing each individual, so to speak, enjoying life, not wanting to die. The majority of humanity doesn't want to die. The majority of humanity wants to live. All humanity wants to live. Every human being wants to live. They don't want to cut out. But you say, well, some are sick and they want to cut out. Some are in pain and they want to cut out. Some are in anger and hatred and unhappiness and they want to cut out. Yes, there are a few people who have these attitudes, but they're in the super, super, super minority. Well, you say, well, what about all the people who do die? And there's quite a passel of people who die every day, every minute, in fact. around the infinite cosmos of the world, the 6 billion people of the world, people are dying quite a bit, you know. Yes, that's true. But all of them are looking through eternity. All of them are being themselves and having fun. All of them, until the moment that they leave this experience for another experience, leave this body behind, until they do that, they are living and they are enjoying themselves and they are having the time of their life and they're having experiences that they went to great detail, to great difficulty to create. They went into great detail to bring forth in their life. And as they went into this great detail to manufacture those things in their life, they enjoyed it. They enjoyed every bit of it. And many people, even as they're on their deathbed, they call their family around them and say, "Now I'm going to be leaving, and I want you to know that I love you very much, and you have been wonderful in my world." And I mean, up to the very moment that they take off. And maybe if they don't have their family gathered around, friends gathered around, people gathered around, maybe if they're just alone, maybe if they're just leaving this mortal coil behind as they are all by themselves, they're still happy. They say, the breath that they breathe, the last breath is a breath of peace. And every breath that we breathe should be a breath of peace. We should have a time of relaxation, a time of peace, a time of letting go. We must die to the old experiences, die to yesterday, die to the moment ago, and live in the now. Live so brilliantly, so wonderfully, so fantastically. This is what eternity is all about, living in the now. Looking through eternity is living in the now, and how beautiful that is. And how glorious that is, and how wonderful that is. And really, will people do that? Will people live in now and enjoy it? Will people live in now and come to the realization that that is the most exciting thing that could ever happen to them? Just like the telephone when it rings, we instantly let our thought go to it. I wonder who's calling. I wonder who's on the other end of the line. And yet, we don't have the telephone ring in our minds as thoughts pop in. And thoughts pop into our mind of who our friends are, where our family is, where our activities are that interest us. Thoughts are always there in the now, in our mind. And as we give them attention, we change our attention from whatever we may have been doing to something new and something glorious and something fantastic. And this is how the world goes around. And this is how we go around. Now, are you ready to look into eternity? Are you ready to look through eternity and know exactly what eternity means? Are you ready to have that glorious experience and know that now, you are looking through eternity. You are eternity itself. And how wonderful that is. Because you're eternity in the now. Yes, that's the most important moment in anyone's life, right now. And if you can have a happy eternity right now, how blessed you are. And I see you, as I see me, living in a happy eternity right now. And it is indeed wonderful. And wonderful it is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.